Nobody dared to meet him in an open press debate. He was nominated by the folks from every state. Yes, a monkey was the president, though maybe not the first. And there...
I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag.
You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across.
Does this country remind you of the America that you grew up in? Do your children enjoy the same freedoms that you did when you were young?
Well, you think that you can take me on? You must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done that's gonna faze me.
Just how far are you willing to be pushed? When are we gonna put our collective foot down and tell the tyrant, get off of my back? Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds, and if you're tired of the same old sugar-coated mush-mouth monologue of talk radio, join me for The Shooting Bench. Guns, self-defense, survival, current events are just a few of the topics that we'll discuss on The Shooting Bench, and we're going to start discussing them right now.
Have you forgotten?
And it is time for The Shooting Bench. It's the 24th of July, and it's Monday. Hope everybody had a good weekend. We're getting tons of rain here. We're getting so much so that we're... Let me turn this down. I can see that I am over-modulating a little bit. Let's turn that way down there. That ought to be a little bit more pleasing to the ears, hopefully. First off, before we get into too much storytelling here, let's go over here and see if the sound is all right. And let's see if there's anybody in the chat room tonight. Let's see. Yeah, let's check this. Let me put a little note out there. There we go. We're getting so much rain. We're getting all kinds of flooding around here. They've lifted all the fire restrictions, obviously. Everywhere in this area, the washes and gully roads are washing out, and driveways are washing out, and you kind of expect that in the lower areas. You know, you get down in, you know, on the coast or whatever, but up here in the mountains, you don't expect it so much. But it's been, when we were over in Luna, I've got pictures of some terrific flooding over there. It's getting these mountains gather this water, and it all comes to one place and heads downhill down a wash somewhere, and it's pretty spectacular. It looks pretty neat out in the middle of nowhere up there, and we're getting quite a bit of it. So we're hopefully it'll... I wish it wouldn't all come at the same time like this, and kind of a more of a gentle soaking rain. We need to get our water table built back up here a little bit and get the ground soaked up good as it is right now. It's just washing all the ground away. So we're putting our ground somewhere else. Let's see, who we got in the chat room? Super Daughter's in there. Readout News, good to see you in there. Yeah, I hope you hang in there a little while because I have something you need to hear. Zardo's Radio Doc, Rolex, Nan's with us, Mini Men Pin. All right, good deal. Let's just start right out here with what's going on with Bobby now. Most of you remember Bobby from Just Measures Radio, and I don't know if Readout News does. I don't know if they were listening back then. But Bobby is who made this radio station possible. I got it from him. Now it's mine now, but it was it all started with Bobby. And he is having quite a time with the... lawyers and the judges and the sheriff and CPS and everybody else in Posey County, Indiana. Now, you guys need to think about this. I talked to you a little bit about it Friday, and I need for you to ponder on this. We have put a tremendous amount of effort and money and time into what's been going on in Nevada and Oregon and stuff for the last year and a half. And rightfully so, we have no problem. We should not slow that down any. But we have another loyal patriot that has done no wrong, has done absolutely nothing wrong, not even no way anybody could even perceive that anything has been done wrong here. You know, some of the more liberal-minded could perceive how Lavoie and Ammon, quote-unquote, took over the refuge, even though that was a whole different story and perfectly legal what they did, or close to perfectly legal. But with Bobby and Bridget, there's no way to even imagine that they've done anything wrong. The biological father of the children that Bobby has been raising for the last 4 years, the boy is 12 now, the girl is 9, one of the girls is 9, and the other one is 7. He's had them for 4 years. When they first got there, they were a psychological mess. Scared, couldn't sleep, scared of the dark, wet in the beds, everything because of their biological father, who is an absolute monster. Sexual molestation, downright torture, did all kinds of things to those kids that just unmentionable. The kids are scared when they see him drive down the road. Well, okay, let's get past all that. The courts have decided that the biological father needs to have visitation. And Bobby and Bridget have said over their dead body, and they mean it. They said that anybody that comes for those kids will meet resistance. After a lot of talking and a lot of stuff going on here over the last few days, none of that has changed, really, except that I think that they're... if they come for the kids, I still feel like there's going to be a problem. If they are able to get legal help, I've notified probably 20 or more different news outlets about this. I don't think Bobby knows about Readout News, so I'll send you a letter later on. And I'm not assuming that you're going to cover this story. I'm just, you know, feeding it out there. If you feel like it's worthy, we'll jump on it. I hope you do. And after Bobby and them have put out the deal that said that they are not going to comply, now the courts have said that they are going to give custody to the father, and that is unacceptable. Now, my question for Bobby is, you know, if this goes down bad and it's over your dead body, as you say, then who's gonna fight for the kids after all that's over with? So I think that's something to consider, and in his reply to that was, you know, it's in God's hands. Whatever we'll do, however, you know, God directs us. So I'll leave that to their best judgment and see what happens. But back to my original point is that we have spent a lot of time and a lot of money helping these political prisoners and stuff. We need to devote some time and effort to helping Bobby. Now, at this point right now, we're still trying to get a deal put up. I don't know if he's got it here this weekend. I'll try to get a hold of him tonight and see what's going on. We're trying to get either a GoFundMe account or PayPal or something, some kind of way, so that we can help with groceries and stuff. Because they're not leaving they're not leaving their home. They're living off of what they have in there and whatever anybody can bring. Right now, there is no restrictions. They haven't stopped anybody from coming in. But you know what's going to happen if either of them leaves that house. So, yeah, come on, Glock. I wish I was kidding, brother. I wish I could. This just blows me away. I don't understand how this could possibly be happening the way it is. I mean, I just don't see how we have people that have sworn an oath to help, serve and protect. And thank you, sweetheart. What a wonderful waitress you are.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll give you a tip later. I don't understand why people that have taken this oath, do they even understand? This is something that, who was it? Oh, it's a guy on Facebook from New Mexico. Said literally the same thing that I said, only over a different subject. Have these people even... Do they even know what the Constitution says? Do they know what they took an oath to? For? Do they understand the wording of this very simple document? Because I'm like Yakima Glock. Are you kidding me? Is anything you're saying true? Well, it is true because I've got letters here forwarded, legal documents from the county, and... It is very true. And, readout moves just lost sound. Hopefully they'll be back. Tell somebody type in there and tell them to refresh. It'll probably be back. So, at any rate, at this point, hey, William Aguilar, great to see you in here, by golly. Yes, as a matter of fact, we have talked about that Glock losing to SIG here about... I don't know, a month ago or so, 6 weeks ago, I don't remember when it was. And very, very disappointing there. I talked to a guy about it today on via text. What we are going to talk about Wednesday, if you're interested, if you're a Glock person, even if you're not, you might be interested. We're going to talk about tuning triggers on Glocks. That's one of the major peeves that people have about Glock is the triggers suck, and they do. Out of the factory, but they can be made to be fairly decent. Maybe they can't ever be as crisp and fine and perfect as a finely tuned 1911, but you're talking about a whole different style of gun, single action versus double action, and several other, striker fired versus a hammer and all that. So, but you can make them pretty nice. So we'll leave that there for now. If you want to come back and join us Wednesday for that show also, then... We're glad to have you. So I don't know what else to tell you about Bob. I can tell you right now that I need to go and find these phone numbers. If anybody has that email that I put up there Friday, put it up again. If you haven't made the calls yet to these people, give them a call. Respectfully ask them, what in the hell is your major malfunction? Why is it that you don't understand what you don't understand about constitutional rights and the document that you swore an oath to protect and defend and all that? So let me see if I can find that. Matter of fact, it's important enough to me. I'm going to go look for it. So I'm going to play something here for you just for a few minutes, and. I'll go find that, and then I'll be back. So, Sam?
I'll be back. picture of when he was shipping out, so I showed it to him. So tell me about those days when he looked inside, he closed his eyes, all he could say was, I hear bagpipes crying, amazing grace. Oh, my heart beats in a crashing race. Oh, glory drinks like heaven's mercy over the fallen sun. I see all the heroes who were willing to fight in the name of freedom, laying down their lives, praying God's grace would keep us safe from harm till it brought us boys back. Became a man, now I'm ankle deep in this Persian sand. Every day I'm giving all I can, 'cause I'm damn proud to be American. Yeah, I made some friends, and I've lost some too. When I think about what they gave for me and you, down mother's face. Oh, glory drink like heaven's mercy over the fallen sons. I see all the heroes who are willing to fight in the name of freedom, laying down their lives, praying God's grace will keep us safe from harm till they bring us forth back over the fallen sons. I see all the heroes who are willing to fight in the name of freedom, laying down their lives. I pray God's grace will keep you safe from harm till it bring you boys back home. Till it bring you boys back.
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
That ain't country.
All right, we're back, and I found the numbers. And William, we're going to be we're going to be kind of bouncing around with yeah, readout. Unbelievable. That's the key word right there. Let me give you these phone numbers here, and we'll move on. Please take a few minutes to call. Even if you've called before, call them again. And let them know that we're definitely thinking about them. We're expecting them to do the right thing, and the world is watching. And please spread this on your Facebook pages, your email list, readout news. I hope you'll... I'll send you a letter. I hope you see fit to put this out on the air on your deal. Feel free to use my name or anything you want as reference to this. I actually have also, I tell you what, Bobby might even like to get on your show. I don't know if that would work into your schedule or not, but I'll send you the information and see. So let me give you these phone numbers right quick. Anyway, Superior Court Judge Brent Allman, 812-838-1325. He's the one that's issuing the orders here as to, and they say that, yeah, they agree that this guy has been a felon for 20 years. And not just one time either. For 20 years, he's been a felon, several different, charges. This is in Posey County, Indiana. The sheriff is Greg Oeth, O-E-T-H, 812-838-1320. Prosecutor, Travis Clowers, 812-838-1337. So let's please light up their phones tomorrow and let them know we're thinking about them. All right, let's move on here to something else. We talked a little bit about the SIG versus Glock thing here when that news came out here a few weeks ago. And I have, aside from the fact that I am a dyed-in-the-wool, hardcore, closed-minded, do not want to discuss it any further, Glock fanatic, has nothing to do with what I'm about to say. Because it was only, what, 2 or 3 months ago, maybe 4 months ago, something like that, I don't remember when the special operations, military-wide, service-wide, Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Commandos, a whole damn bunch of them, have been authorized and issued Glock 19s. Okay, this was very good. I enjoyed this. I love to see that. I wondered why they didn't go to Glocks 20 years ago. Well, I can see that far back. But anyway, and then they, just a little while after that, they come out and say, well, we're going to, the Army-wide, we're going to go with SIG. How much sense does that make? Whether you love or hate Glocks doesn't matter. Look at the money spent. Look at the cross-training, the double inventory of parts and stuff. I mean, it's asinine. What if we have a platoon of Rangers out there somewhere that's been out in the bush for days on end, running low on ammo and magazines and everything else, and here they come up on a company of regular Army, and they got SIGs. So magazines are not going to interchange. No parts. Holsters may or may not work. Armorers have to be cross-trained and carry double parts. And it's absolutely ridiculous to me. And what Yakima Glock says, and what we learned, Anthony Bosworth learned this kind of the tough way when I did my first class up in Yakima. He was running a SIG at that time. And he didn't even finish the class with it. He realized immediately that this gun was just not going to work out. He was so frustrated and so annoyed with that SIG that I let him finish the course with one of my guns. I'm pretty sure. And hello, Nan. NM Glock just joined us. So one of the things about SIG, almost all of them, is their high axis of recoil. The center line of the bore is so damn far above the web of your hand where what would be a fulcrum, the place where the gun would rock backwards. That's why revolvers, heavy revolvers, have so much muzzle flip and stuff, because the axis of recoil is, 2 inches above the hand. Glock, on the other hand, is 7/16 of an inch. It is the only gun made in the world of any caliber, any manufacturer, any size, any style, any action type, anything that has that low of an axis of recoil. There's a couple of newer ones that are getting close, but none of them are that low. That's why it is so easy to shoot very, very rapidly and stay on target with the Glock and just about any caliber. And even the 9mm SIG is not, I shouldn't say SIG so generically, but the majority of them, the models are, the axis of recoil is so high that it's hard to keep it on target as well as some of the other guns, particularly the Glock. So with that and several other features and the fact that they cost more and this, the whole gamut of reasons there why I don't understand why the Army went with them. It doesn't make a bit of sense to me. Now, I'll tell you, I think that I think they'll live to regret it. I think within the next year, year and a half max, that we're going to start seeing some complaints and some problems with these SIGs. Needless to say, I am absolutely not a SIG fan of any style. You know, old who was it? Was it Northwest Heavy? No. Oh, it was I can't remember his handle now. He's been in here with us quite a few times. Clint Byers. I can tell you his name because he's the owner and operator of Byer Barrels. He had a SIG up there. No, that's not who it was either. You know, I can't remember. Anyway, it was a SIG 1911, and we had we invented a new type of malfunction. His gun completely went tango uniform, and we had to take it out of the off the line and get him something else. He got rid of it, and now is a proud owner of more than one Glock. So, NM Glock, you're right. We talked about that the other day. I forgot about that. Yeah, the New Jersey State Police is suing SIG $2.5 million for defective guns. I remember that. We talked about that just very shortly after we got the story about the Army going to SIG. So, yeah, I'm expecting to see this jump up and bite them here. And frankly, I know it's taxpayer money, but I hope it does. That was a stupid decision. I can't even imagine who come up with that idea. They should have said, okay, well, we've all the Rangers and the SEALs and the Commandos and the Green Beanies and everybody else, Recon and everything, we're going to line them up with Glocks. Why don't we just make everybody use Glocks? That would make perfect sense. So I don't get it. Oh, well. So there's that's my story, and I'm sticking to it there, William Aguilar, and you can – you can take that for what it's worth there. And he also got a little deal. Says he's worried about the military standoff between India and China, Russia, North Korea, Syria, da, da, da. There's a lot going on in the world right now. A lot going on. I fully expect that over these next few weeks, few months, we're going to see something dramatic, worth, very newsworthy here, to say the least. All right, let me go on here, and I've got several other things that were I thought were interesting. You know, one of them, you know, I've never heard of this guy. I may have heard some of his music. I'm going to listen to him tonight because I all of a sudden may have a brand new semi-country music dude here to listen to. His name's Jamie Johnson. Some of you probably heard of him. I haven't. But he don't look very damn country, I can tell you that. He got, you know, armpit length hair and about the same length beard and everything else. Doesn't look very country, but apparently they say he's a country singer. But here's what I like about him. he was scheduled to do a show Sunday night at the House of Blues in Myrtle Beach, and it was canceled. You know why? Because he wouldn't disarm. Yeah. He wears a gun. He got up right up to the point of the... And now, here's a man with convictions. This is the Anthony Bosworth of the music world right here. The fans were there. The show was on. And they said, you can't carry that gun up on stage. He said, okay, then cancel the show. I'm going home. It's that simple. No discussion, no negotiation, no, well, it'll be okay if I go up there if I can seal it. He just walked off. Said, I just cancel it. Fine. Now, you can bet that you're going to hear some of Jamie Johnson's music on here before very long, because he's going to become my new... I just found out what BFF means. I've never seen it many times, but I've never looked it up because I didn't care. Well, I started caring yesterday because some guy said he was looking for some song from South Africa or something, and he was asking some guy if he could find it. And I said, hell, I don't even know what it is. I bet I can find it. Just go to YouTube and punch it in. 15 seconds later, I came back and posted it, and he said, Cope Reynolds, you are my new BFF. Well, I found out it's more than one meaning, but he was meaning best friend forever. So for whatever that's worth to you. So here's my new BFF here in Jamie Johnson. He hasn't commented on it yet, as far as the news goes. He may have been by now, but not when I got this story anyway. But thought that was pretty interesting. Yeah, Nan, super daughter. Redoubt, there's NM Glock out. I think we just made some mess. Super Daughter said it sounds like Dad. Yep. Yeah, just for those of you that don't know, Super Daughter is a very close relation to Anthony Bosworth. That's his daughter there. And she's just like him, bless her heart. Let's see here. Let me get over here and get my crystal ball fired up. There's been discussion for literally for years. A lot of it was fake news. A lot of it was just, sensationalized crap, you know, just to make conversation. But here is a company in Wisconsin right now that apparently... It's not become mandatory, but apparently they are offering employees a micro, an embedded microchip. Yeah. Just like the ones we've heard about, you know, the mark of the beast and all this kind of crap. Well, what they're doing here, it's not mandatory, but if you choose to do that, it's Three Square Market is the name of the place. They're offering it to all employees during what they're calling a chip party on the 1st of August. Employees will be implanted with an RFID chip, allowing them to make purchases in their break room micro market, open doors, log into computers, use the copying machine, and other Bluetooth type things like that. So they said that at least 50 staff members are expected to be voluntarily chipped between the thumb and forefinger under the skin. Chip uses the same NFC chip technology used in credit cards. So what I see, the rest of the story here doesn't really matter, but they say there's no GPS tracking in the chips because the technology is similar to an office key card. Maybe not. I can assume there's probably no tracking in there, but I don't know enough about it to be that sure of it. And right now it's voluntary, but what happened, there was a lady on Facebook that said, well, it's voluntary right now, you don't have to make a big deal out of it. And I said, you know what, it always starts that way. It's voluntary right now, has to start somewhere, how is it going to look for all these yuppie idiots out there, all these snowflakes, when they say, how cool is that? Open the doors and go to the coffee machine, the Coke machine, and log on the computer. That is the neatest thing I've ever seen. I want one. And mark my words. Write this down. This is the way it's going to be. It won't be long before this stuff is going to be mandatory and people are going to be eating it up. As long as it's so wonderful and voluntary, then people are going to be eating it up anyway. Then when it comes time to do it for real, then it's not going to be that big. His aviator, that's who I was looking for. Yeah, dadgummit, I'm sorry about that. I couldn't remember. Yeah, his aviator is the one that had the 1911 that had invented a brand new class of malfunction. I've never seen anything like it. I wish I'd taken pictures because I don't even remember now how it was, but it was worse than bad. It was worse than a type 3 malfunction, worse than what people commonly call a double feed. We actually had to disassemble the gun to get it back in where it would work at all. And this was, $700 or $800, $900 gun or whatever it was. It looked nice, but no, didn't work so good. I still don't remember how that happened, but it was something else. All right, let's move on. His aviator, I'm glad to see you in here tonight, by the way. Let's move on here. We can get rid of that one. One of the things I've been doing most of the day, and most of the day, well, actually for several days, I've been working on it. I just got a big order of our Glock dry practice kits going out to 75th Rangers, and I think these are going to Bragg, and they've ordered now. I don't know, probably somewhere in the vicinity of 300 of them. I have another order coming in for 30, another one for 60. And the guy that's ordering 60 says that his sergeant major wants 800 of them. That's going to be a problem. But we'll deal with it when it happens. So the Glock dry practice kit is extremely popular with the special forces right now. And for the last 2 years, I've been sending little orders here and there out to primarily to Rangers, but there's been a couple of other units that's used. One of them, I don't have any idea what it was. It was had a MARSOC address, but I don't know what unit it was. I don't know anything about it. He was very, very discreet, secretive about everything. So the other ones have been pretty out in the open, though. They're Rangers, and it's not a big deal. But as, one group started using them, then another one, and then another one, and it's got to where now that it's gonna wind up eating me up here, trying to keep up. So anyway, let's in Canada. Now, this guy, we all know how hard, the problem with guns in Canada, okay? That's nothing new. This guy has been charged with attempted murder and several other things after he helped fend off home invaders, one of whom he is now charged with shooting. These home invaders came armed, like with guns, and this guy and his buddy or a family member or somebody just said there was another guy, there was a struggle took place, and the gun was taken away from one of the bad guys, and he was shot with it. Let me read you the list of stuff that they're going to charge this guy with. Thou shalt not defend yourself in Canada, at least not in this particular province. And here's what he faces. His name's Monroe, something Monroe. Listen to this. Attempted murder. Listen to how redundant this is. It's unbelievable. Attempted murder, intent to discharge a firearm, intent to discharge a firearm when being reckless, careless use of a firearm, improper storage of a firearm, pointing a firearm, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, unauthorized possession of a firearm, possession of a firearm knowing that possession is unauthorized, and possession for the purpose of trafficking. Are you freaking kidding me right now? Is that not the stupidest thing? He said right now they're just pending charges. How do you even make up this kind of crap? Intent to discharge a firearm. Intent to discharge a firearm when being reckless. Careless use of a firearm. Improper storage of a firearm. Pointing a firearm. Possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose. Unauthorized possession of a firearm. Possession of a firearm knowing that possession is unauthorized. And possession for the purposes of tracking. There you go. That old boy's going to grow old in the pokey. So the song goes. He's banned. Listen to this. It gets worse. Well, I don't know if it's worse, but it's still bad. Yakima Glock, you're right about that. I think I am. He is banned from any contact with two named individuals. Now, I don't know which two named individuals it is. Probably the two that broke into his house. I don't know. He must attend court as ordered, keep the peace and be of good behavior, not leave his residence except for essential activities such as work or medical appointments, remain in Nova Scotia, not consume drugs or alcohol, not possess a cell phone or pager, have no weapons, and answer the door to police when they come check his home. Well, there you have it. So he's due back in Dartmouth Province Court August 22nd for a plea here. So that'll be interesting. Hopefully we'll be able to catch that. So I think while y'all absorb all of those charges right there, I think what I'm going to do is take a quick little break, and I'll be back in a few minutes. I've got... what the heck? There it is. All right, stand by just a second.
I'll be back.
Are you going to agree? Our freedoms are waning and we'll lose our liberty. Slipping one by one until there's nothing left to see. Are you?
For those of you who may not know this, this is LaVoy Tennicum's daughter, so they're singing.
Are you? Just going to let it be. The ranchers are first, but brother, next it may be me. We all stand together or we'll hang separately. Are you going to the tree? Are you willing to be free? It won't get any easier to regain lost liberty. Strange things are happening in this land that once was free. So brother, I ask you, are you going to stand by me?
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, you good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out off about San Antonio with the radio blasting and the bird dog on. There's a beat trap with my head sound of town, but no local yoga gonna shut me down. Me and my boys got the trigger wound, and we'll come a thousand miles from a guitar case.
If you're a country music fan, particularly classic country, join me, Cope Reynolds, every Friday night for Liberty Lounge right here on the Survival Circle Network.
Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kind of just hanging around. But I heard someone call my name one day and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jeep guitar. Smoking in Texas with a hammer.
absolutely the fastest 2 hours on internet radio, Liberty Lounge, every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Eastern, right here on Survival Circle. Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network. Okay, I'm back. Let me go check. That was kind of late taking a break there. I don't know what the heck I was doing. Let me check the chat room here and see what's going on. We've got, let's see, we've got a couple of anonymous in there, it looks like. All right, let's move on here. Here's, and we've talked about this off and on since, ever since my AM radio days, back in 2006 or 7. But it was pretty, okay, read out news. I will definitely do that. I guess I can get your email off your website. I'm sure I can. Anyway, back in those days, it wasn't very, it was very odd. It was newsworthy. It was, well, not that it's not newsworthy now, but it was something you didn't see very often. And that is,
the violence has taken place even at the nightclubs and stuff in Mexico. And that has become so prevalent down there that these people are down on the beaches, and instead of having a security guard walking around there once in a while, these guys are in full battle rattle, vest, plates, automatic weapons. I mean, they're armed to the teeth, walking around here around the beaches because of the number of attacks that's been down there. And they're saying that the beaches really haven't changed, the numbers coming haven't changed much. But the surrounding, thank you, Readout News. Let me take that. There we go. The surrounding businesses, restaurants and stuff like that, people are not leaving their hotels. They're going from the hotel down to the beach and back to the hotel and getting room service or eating in the, you know, in the restaurant there in the hotel. There's a guy there that is a real estate developer. His name's Carlos Mimenza. And he employs 200 men just to keep his family safe. He's in Playa del Carmen resort area, and he said he employs 200 men. True story. They have, I was looking for some of the numbers here to show how much the restaurants and stuff have dropped off. But anyway, that's kind of irrelevant. It's, this problem down there could be fixed so easy. We could fix it in a matter of 90 days. All they'd have to do, they got all them damn guns down there that Obama gave them and everybody else they've captured around there. So all they got to do is arm the peasants, the citizens. Here you go. Here's a single shot 22. Here's an old pump 20 gauge, you know, whatever the case may be. You've got to back off of some of the laws a little bit. You know, in Mexico, you can't have any military or any former military calibers. 45 ACP, 9 millimeter. Of course, the cartels got them all, and that's fine. But they don't let anybody else have them. 30-06, 308, 223, 30 carbine. A shotgun, I don't know about. 12 gauge is a military caliber. I don't know if there's any restrictions on that or not. But as far as handguns and rifles go, there's quite a number that they can't use. So they need to back off on that. And then they need to arm. They don't have to buy everybody new AR-15s at $1,200 a piece. All they need to do is get them some old pump shotguns, some lever action 30-30s. It's probably thousands of them around down there, and arm these people and spend hell, all you'd have to spend is in each community, spend you know, 3 to 5 days training them. Training them in for the use of the weapon to start with, cover and concealment, and just a few very basic, you know, small team movements and stuff, just little stuff. And they can figure the rest out. For the most part, all they're going to have to do is set up in their apartment windows and shoot them as they drive into town. And I'll tell you what would happen. As soon as news got out that this was happening, you can bet your bottom dollar that the cartel is going to be changing their way they do business. As soon as they find out that every town they drive into, somebody's going to shoot the hell out of them, they're going to start being a little more discreet in what they do. I don't know why that's so hard to figure out. I don't know why they can't. We look at what the criminals Yeah, Yakima Glock 38 Super is exceedingly popular down there. That was that's probably I don't know if it's the most popular semi-automatic. I can just about guarantee you that. I don't know how it stacks up to revolvers down there, but 38 Super is by far, I think, the most popular semi-automatic. But when we look, it's the same problem here, only not nearly as dramatic. When you have the criminals have all these guns, and I don't know, that's kind of like the deal with Bobby's kids. I don't understand. I don't. It's you know, why is the mayor and the police chief of Chicago still saying that they're going to shoot any concealed carry holder, and there's going to be blood in the streets and all this stuff? There's blood in the streets in Chicago now. Any given weekend, they can kill 8, 9, 10, 12 people, sometimes more. Take a holiday weekend, there's 50, 60 shootings sometimes. I think it was, what was the last holiday? 4th of July, if I'm not mistaken, I think there was 56 shootings in Chicago. But that is not even a drop in the bucket compared to what goes on in Mexico. Let me get you, there were some numbers. Let's see, let me find out, one of these things said that their Victoria's Secret, their bottom line has gone down 50%. The SWAT store next door to them, down 24%. The guy that waits tables at a restaurant close to there said he makes 25% of the tips that he used to make, because people are not getting out and going anywhere. But that's not the numbers I wanted to get. Let me see here. I'll find it here in just a minute. We're getting closer. Here we go. Here's what I was looking for. This year, this is almost the end of July. We're 7 months into this year. Mexico has tallied over 12,000 homicides, including a record-breaking 2,234 in June. That's not just shootings, people. Homicide means somebody died. So 2,234 last month alone. That makes Chicago seem like a pretty peaceful neighborhood. Now, with all that going on, I get their deal about the military calibers and all this stuff, but I don't know. I get some tongue-tied. There's just no common sense amongst politicians and lawmakers in any country. There is in one country. You know, we talked about Czechoslovakia last week, week before last. Yeah, Czechoslovakia is adding a Second Amendment type deal to their constitution. They're arming their people. They don't have any terrorist attacks in Czechoslovakia. They got them everywhere else. So this I don't know why it's so hard to see. How can we get any worse? That's what I always wondered about Chicago. Okay, I don't like guns, but how can we get any worse? So there's 56 homicides 4th of July weekend, or 56 shootings anyway. I think that was the number. How can we get any worse if we let the citizens carry? I know that Chicago now has carry law. I'm just using that kind of as an example there. So with 2,200 homicides in 1 month, how is it going to get any worse if we arm the citizens? It may be worse for a little while, because if we kill a bad guy, it's a homicide. Homicide is not always a murder. If you kill another human being, it's homicide, no matter what it is. But the way I get it, but anyway, I don't know. This drives me nuts. Common sense is. Yeah, read out news and they don't want to protect the border. That whole thing down there just drives me insane. I need to just quit talking about it. It just makes me want to cuss. I try not to cuss on the radio. Do a pretty good job of it. I manage to drop a few dams and hails every once in a while, but that's about the least of it, worst of it. Have you heard about the new aircraft carrier? It is a Gerald Ford class carrier right here, equipped with all the latest and greatest stuff, except for the fact, for all of you male sailors, there's no urinals. No. Everything's being replaced with stalls and sit-down toilets. So, I'd venture to guess that peeing on the seat's going to be an epidemic for a while, because I'm sure this is not going to go over all that well. You know how much room all these stalls take up? Even an aircraft carrier doesn't have enough extra room in bathrooms to put stalls everywhere. Sit-down toilet stalls, as opposed to a urinal stall. Says the vast majority of the 5,000-plus sailors who will deploy aboard the carrier are men, as women account for only 18% of sailors in the Navy. This is another thing that pisses me off. We talked about atheists the other day. If you want to be atheist, that's fine. I have nothing against that. I wish you wouldn't, but I don't dislike you because you're an atheist. However, if the old saying is, the old figures are right, 85, 86, 90%, something like that, of Americans are Christian of some faith or another. And the smaller percentage are atheists. Why is it that the atheists get their way when somebody goes to put up the Ten Commandments or anything else? Why is it that you offend one person that is transgender or homo or whatever the case may be, and everything has to change? Out of 5,000 sailors, 18% are women, and we're replacing the whole damn bunch of bathrooms with sit-down toilets. Now, that may seem like a trivial, humorous thing to some people, but to me, I think it's kind of a big deal. bathroom design experts say water closets with seated toilets are less sanitary and take up far more space than wall-mounted urinals. No kidding. Yeah, I already said that. Nevertheless, the Navy says there are advantages to eliminating urinals. It will allow the Navy to quickly and efficiently change a head's assigned gender. Oh, that's stupid. So depending on the ship's demographics at the time, berthing areas can be switched between male and female to accommodate the crew's needs. That's ridiculous. This is designed to give the ship flexibility because there aren't any berthing areas that are dedicated to one sex or the other. Oh, you got to be kidding. Oh, well, let's move on. That one's ticking me off. Let me roll more. My chat room's not rolling here for some reason. Yeah, read out so they can share. Yeah, and if they're going to share, why not put a half a dozen stand-up urinals and a half a dozen sit-down toilets or whatever the numbers may be, if we're going to share anyway. I give up. Let's see. I don't want to talk anymore about the Muslim cop in Minneapolis. one more story here, and I think I'm going to... This is another from the Ripley's Believe It or Not, or Cope's Believe It or Not, I guess. California man... that starts out right there. We already know something's going to go wrong. California man threatens to call cops on a girl for a lemonade stand. (Clears we've talked about this lemonade stand since 2006 or 7. You know, there's a few here and there where kids, you know, 9-year-old little girls selling lemonade for a nickel a cup have to get a business, like $35 business license or whatever it is. If that is not, how many times have I said that tonight? If that's not the stupidest thing you ever heard, well, we've just listened to several stupidest things tonight. So this guy, this dad is in Discover Bay, California, says his daughter started a lemonade stand. Said a man threatened to call police on his daughter because she was running the lemonade stand without a business permit. Now let me ask you, what in the hell's business is it of his if she has a permit or a license or not? A permit, business permit, business license, whatever the hell you want to call it. What does it matter? Why do you care? They're not paying you the money. It doesn't make the lemonade any sweeter, or you don't get a bigger cup. It don't charge any less. What do you care if she has a business license or not? Jeez. He said when the little girl's dad got on Facebook, said, whoever the man, I wouldn't call you that if I didn't have to, whoever the man was that threatened to call the police on my daughter for a lemonade stand, you are seriously pathetic. We allowed her only 1 hour to go there. Seriously, she was there for 10 minutes and you threatened her. She's trying to do something constructive with her time and you hassled her for no good reason. Sorry if her ambition threatened you. There's a right way and a wrong way to do things. I understand you are upholding the law, but really, dude, you're the reason why kids lack ambition nowadays, fear caused by schmucks like you. You're a sad individual. She said you picked up your phone and said you were calling police. We all know you did that to intimidate her. Just sad and pathetic. I can't even talk right now. The man's threat against the girl definitely made an impact, just not exactly what he had intended. The girl reopened her lemonade stand days later, and the entire community rallied around her, including the police that the man threatened to call the report into. The man, hang on just a second here. Stand by a second. All right. I'm back. Sorry about that. He told the TV station that his daughter was busy for 3 hours and ran out of cookies and had just enough lemonade. And we talked about this, I don't remember when it was. It was back in the winter sometime where they were charging people that were shoveling sidewalks for people, for the elderly and whatnot, and getting paid for it. And they were charging them with something, I don't remember what it was, about having a, I think that was a business license also. It was a business license, I remember, because they, the police chief or the zoning person, whatever the hell you call the guy that issues the director, the licenses, offered them a reduced or temporary license just for that purpose for less money. How big of you, frickin' punk? Jeez, I'm going to have a hard time getting to sleep. One last thing. I was going to, this one really backfired here. I love it when a plan doesn't come together for some people. Some of you probably saw this story. There's a guy that had a mink farm. And the animal rights people broke in and turned loose 38,000 mink out of this guy's property. And there's pictures of them. They were not prepared they weren't acclimated. They weren't made for that. And a great many of them died. Many, many, many of them died. Piles of them. They said they caught some of them, got them back into their pens. But there's one picture on here. There's probably just a quick going over here. Probably, I'd say 200 mink that are dead. So the animal rights people turning them loose because they shouldn't be pinned up. So we're going to turn them loose so they can all die. Okay? Perfect. Makes perfect sense to me. So there you are. There you have it. All right, now I really am going to go. We've had enough. So we've got a episode of Conk's Joyful Noise coming up after that, and then Liberty Lounge, and then one of Amy's old shows. Got a few things lined up for you here. So we'll get on with that here in just a minute. And I hope you guys have a good Tuesday, and we'll be back Wednesday. Wednesday's going to be gun night. We have several gun things to talk about, and Doc suggested here a few days ago that we talk about tuning Glock triggers, so that's what Wednesday's going to be mostly. Got some other things we need to talk about too. Anyway, all right, guys, thank you very much. I'm going to scoot on out of here, and we shall see you when we see you. Good night.
Well, that wraps up another edition of the Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for the Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me.
No explanation, no reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all.